Jesus Christ is King.
Yes.
Viva Cristo Rey.
Viva.
What in my life proclaims that fact? What tells someone else that I am claimed by the King of the universe and owe my entire being to him? Is there a t-shirt I can wear? Is there a bumper sticker or a neat hat? Should I wear particular jewelry or shoes? What is the uniform of someone who belongs to Jesus Christ the King? How do I let other people know that Jesus is not just the King, but my King? ¿Cómo proclamo que Jesús es mi rey? ¿Qué de mi vida cuenta a los demás que estoy reclamado del rey del universo y debo mi ser entero a él? Hay una camiseta que puedo usar. Hay un sombrero. Debo usar joyas o zapatos específicos. ¿Cuál es el uniforme? ¿Cómo hago conocer a los demás que Cristo no solo es el rey del universo, pero que eres mi rey? On the feast of Christ the King of the universe, we are called as a church universal, to acknowledge that we have a King, Jesus Christ, who taught, suffered, and died for us, rose again, sits at the right hand of the Father, and who will come again to judge us. This is the all-powerful Lord who comes to see how his church has been following him and continuing his mission throughout history. Jesus even tells us how he will judge us in the parable that we hear today. That judgment will be based on how we treat the most vulnerable, the needy, the poor, the little ones, los insignificantes. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. In other words, every action in favor of or in ignorance of the least of all, Jesus Christ the King considers as done personally or not done personally to him. How do people know that Jesus is your King? How do you treat him in these people? ¿Cómo sabe los demás que Jesús es tu rey? ¿Cómo lo tratas en el menor de sus hermanos, los insignificantes? Este no es solo un llamado personal, aunque sí cada uno de nosotros seremos juzgados individualmente por nuestro amor al prójimo. También es un llamado a la iglesia, a nuestra parroquia. ¿Quiénes somos como comunidad de creyentes que invocamos a Cristo nuestro Rey? Como parroquia, ¿es Jesús nuestro Rey? De nuevo, ¿cómo podría saberlo la gente? ¿Nuestra presencia hace una diferencia en el reino de Cristo Rey? ¿Sí o no? Espero que sí. This is not just a personal call from Jesus. Although, yes, we will each be judged individually on our love of neighbor. But it's also a call to the church, who we are as a community of believers who call on Christ our King. As a parish, is Jesus our King? Again, how could people know? Does our presence in the world as a parish make a difference in the kingdom of Christ the King? It does, if we remain faithful to Christ's mission in our world. If we are committed, wholly committed, to what Ezekiel calls the people of God to in our first reading today. I myself will pasture my sheep, says the Lord. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. When you hear that, do people come to mind? People close to you, maybe even in your own home. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back. This is the mission of the church. Doing these things is the mark of a parish that has Christ as our King. It is more than paint nights and dances. It is more than raffles and even more than building a new church. Rather, it is about being that presence of Jesus in the world so that people experience his power in their lives. Having Jesus as our King is not a mere slogan. It is not something that we put on and take off. Rather, it is the single motivating factor of our lives. It must be. Jesus is the one whose love gets us out of bed in the morning. It is he who determines how we dress, how we speak, how we act. It is Jesus who determines where we go and how long we stay when we get there. If we knew that we could be meeting our King at any moment, in any person, in any place, shouldn't we be completely tuned to doing his will? Wouldn't our lives look different? Couldn't people tell that there was a special motivating factor behind who we are? Tener a Jesucristo como nuestro Rey no es un mero slogan. No es algo que nos ponemos y nos quitamos. Más bien, es el único factor motivador de nuestras vidas. Jesús es aquel cuyo amor nos saca de la cama por la mañana. Es Él quien determina cómo nos vestimos, cómo hablamos, cómo actuamos. Es Jesús quien determina a dónde vamos y cuánto tiempo permaneceremos. Si supiéramos que podríamos encontrarnos con nuestro Rey en cualquier momento, en cualquier persona, en cualquier lugar, ¿no deberíamos estar completamente atentos a hacer su voluntad? ¿No serían nuestras vidas diferentes? ¿No se daba cuenta la gente de que había un factor motivador especial detrás de quienes somos? I suggest that as a parish, we re-examine these words of Scripture that we hear today on our feast. Can we make them ours? Can they drive our mission into the future as disciples, as subjects of Christ the King? Our task now and forever must be to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to welcome the stranger, to clothe the naked, to comfort the ill, to visit the prisoner, to seek the lost, and to bring back the strayed. Nuestra tarea ahora y siempre debe ser alimentar al hambriento, dar a beber al sediento, acoger al extraño, vestir al desnudo, consolar al enfermo y visitar al prisionero. buscar a los perdidos y traer de vuelta a los descarriados. These are the marks of a community with Christ as our King. This is how we proclaim it. If that sounds good to you, then let's say it again. Jesus Christ is King.
Jesus Christ is King.
Y viva Cristo Rey.
Viva Cristo Rey.
Amen.